most of the assessment takes place here on the floor. So normally this is an open space. We just finished an injury prevention evaluation, which is why this.
Dr. Bill Meehan leads us around Boston Children's new McHaley Center for Sports Injury Prevention in Waltham, Massachusetts. Here the team tests for risk of all sorts of injuries, including Meehan's specialty, concussions. Dr. Meehan likes the idea of impact indicators that keep track of blows to the head. As for helmets meant to reduce concussions, he's not so sure.
Well, let's start here. What causes a concussion, and why is it so hard to build a helmet that can prevent it?
That's a great question. So concussion is caused by rapid spinning of the brain, or what we call rotational acceleration of the brain. And that deforms some of the cells of the brain and causes them to malfunction. Helmets were introduced to reduce catastrophic brain injury, basically fractures of the skull, blood in the brain, swelling of the brain. They're very effective at that. But the helmet doesn't reduce spinning of the brain, right? If somebody's wearing a football helmet, you strike them on a chin or you strike them in the front of their face, their head's going to spin. And in fact, the face mask of these sticks out another inch or so from the face and acts like a fulcrum. And so even probably spins the head a little bit faster if they get caught in the face mask.
So has anything come on the market yet that has been proven to make a difference?
Not definitively, or at least not published in the literature. I hope they all work, to be honest. But you can't just say that it works, and you can't just discuss the science and philosophy about why you think it's going to work. You have to show it. You have to give some athletes this new technology while some use the old technology and see, do they in fact sustain less concussions? And nobody's done that. And in the studies that have been conducted, they haven't shown any decrease in the incidence of concussion.
So with all of these options and all of these different theories and all of these scientific stories, when parents come to you and say, what helmet should I put my kids in? What can you tell them?
I wouldn't recommend a specific type or specific brand. I would say it should be undamaged. It should be relatively new. It should fit properly. The kids should wear it, adults too, with the chin strap, you know, the way it's supposed to be worn. Those things are going to be much more important, and they will reduce your risk of catastrophic brain injury, which is what they were intended for.
I got to think that to do this job and to see kids and hear about kids with concussions every day, you have to have some hope in something that will change this situation. What do you put your hope in?
I mean, I would take it even further. So somebody once said to me, this was at the start of a conference, can we all accept that injury is a part of football and an inevitable part of football? I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true about football. I don't think it's true about ice hockey. I think you can prevent those injuries. And the fact that we don't yet know how to do it doesn't mean that it's not possible. So ultimately, I think with conditioning, with rule changes, potentially with equipment, both on-field equipment and personal equipment, my goal would be to prevent all injuries, or at least the vast majority of them.
But then you put yourself out of business.
Yeah, well, that'd be a happy day. I'd be happy to be out of business if we made sports 100% safe. So I think it won't happen in my lifetime, but if I can get us part of the way there, I'd be delighted.
In addition to his duties with the McHaley Center, Dr. Bill Meehan is the director of Boston Children's Sports Concussion Clinic. He's also a proud Bruins fan and apparently an optimist. Helmet technology has come a long way, and there are a lot more innovations in the industry than we had time to discuss here. To see photos of helmets past, present, and future, visit our website at onlyagame.org.